Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have an important guest, Cindy Littlefield from SacroWedgie.com. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what's the history behind this invention, if we can call it?
It is an invention. And I've been doing this 30 years now. My dad, who is 95 now, is actually the inventor. He's a retired football coach and trainer, and back in the late 50s. So this journey started when I was like 10 years old. He started using an old osteopath technique with his athletes. He actually had some problems himself, and a friend was an osteopath. And he said, "Coach, let me show you what the osteopath been doing for years, and that's to hold the sacrum." And, of course, the sacrum is the sacrum right here.
The very bottom.
So he would actually take his hand and hold it for about 20 minutes until gravity kicks in. And so you're holding the sacrum neutral and everything just releases around it. So, gosh, he did that for so many years working with the athletes, and it got to be they would track him down. They would come to where he was. "Coach, can you do that again?" And because that seemed to be the only thing that helped by relaxing all of the surrounding muscles. So he said, "There's got to be another way to do this because you get such good results with it." He said, "You need to be able to do this at home." And he actually searched for a long time. It's such a common sense technique. The sacrum is the center of the body. It's the keystone of the anatomy. So he started whittling shapes of foam and doing x-rays to get anatomy, and found out that the male and the female sacrum is quite different. And he had a mold made, and he finally found someone. It's actually made in Texas. Still to this day, the same company that built the mold for him still makes it in Sanger, Texas. So he found the very distinct difference in our anatomy, the male sacrum and the female sacrum, and ended up creating what would mimic his hand to hold the sacrum. And for years, I saw people would come to the house and he would get them on the floor, just let them lay on that, do a few slight moves, and they would get up feeling a lot better. And it's not a quick fix. Some people really do take some time to kind of regain their balance again, but that's how it started. And I just didn't want to let it go outside the family. I had no idea how I was going to do it. I mean, I would stop people on the street. I stopped one man that was walking crazy. Turns out it was just his cool walk. He was highly insulted that I thought he had problems when that was his just little cool walk. So I kind of stopped stopping people like that. But we did all the sports events for years, all the road races, Peachtree. We did the Honolulu Marathon, have a booth and just start working on these athletes. And then from there, I started meeting athletes and runners that were massage therapists. So kind of started doing their conferences. So that's how you can see my tour schedule now is mostly teaching and demonstrating and doing massage therapy conventions. But it's been quite a journey of learning for myself all of the muscles involved, and then how to do these routines, and we get into isometrics and everything. So it's been a lot of fun too.
Was it your father that actually came up with the version that we have today?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, like I said, he's 95. I was just with him this past weekend in Baton Rouge. Every person is really so different. But when you do order, there's a booklet that comes with it. And then there's other videos on YouTube about the different routines. But the main thing that you have to do is just really lie there and relax. This is considered a gravity modality. We have the neck support that goes under the neck. So you have the top of the spine being held, and then, of course, you have the sacrowedgie holding the sacrum. So you kind of have like a dual traction with both ends of the spine being held. And the hardest thing to do now is the most nothing you can do and really let gravity there's actually 35 muscles and attachment that attach to the coccyx, to the sacrum, and to the pelvic bones that go up into the shoulders and the neck, down into the legs and the feet. So very often someone will have knee problems that resolves itself once the hips come back into balance. You have to be back in center, basically. So instead of just treating symptoms, we're helping the body to slowly ease back into proper balance. And it's not always fun in the beginning. Some of my best testimonials came from people that absolutely hated it in the beginning because they can really feel the changes. It's, you know, that it's compared to putting braces on your teeth. It happens in stages. You know, some people get really fast results. Others, you have to really work with it and allow your body to find center again.
And also, a lot of people, their muscles develop into spasms, which I suppose can throw off all kinds of problems in the spine, in the muscles, in the various joints and stuff. So this is a position ideal for allowing everything to relax and go back to normal homeostasis.
That's it. We're working with a lot of veterans right now too, that are, not only do they have the physical problems, like my next door neighbor was a helicopter pilot in Afghanistan. So he had some pretty rough landings. He had an ongoing issue with the lower back. And I just started working on him since conveniently he's next door. I could work on him every day and take him through the routines. And then he started using it home by himself, and he's fine now. I mean, he was in the process of looking for someone to help. And I said, well, let me just see what we can do. And he's doing great. He just really doesn't have any problems anymore. And if he starts to feel anything go back out, he knows what to do. He just starts relaxing on this again. Or of course, he can come next door. But that's less and less and less now. Once we got things really in alignment and he learned how to relax. That's the key to it. And that's the real hard part for some people.
Yeah, because it's designed so that people can do self-care at home. You have a little routine that helps with the relaxation and a little bit of stretching. And so it really is designed that you can take care of it yourself. You can also, I think, do it with a therapist, which may take it a little further in terms of the relaxation. But it's designed to work quite effectively all on its own.
It does. And with the therapist now, we do go into some isometrics. There's some key muscles. The psoas muscle is a real big muscle that gives a lot of people a lot of problems. It starts at the 12th thoracic and it crosses into the front real deep on the inside of the thigh. It's if you're rear-ended, if you have a whiplash or a fall, very often this muscle will be tighter on one side than the other. So this is kind of starts a snowball of events. You might walk off balance. You might favor. It's not that you don't heal. You heal off balance.
And so that muscle, is that the muscle that allows you to bend forward?
It is. And it's also the muscle that picks up your leg. The legs don't walk. The torso does. So it actually picks up your legs. So whenever you trip over that invisible something, on the floor, there really isn't anything. It's picking up a little slow. That's probably the weaker side. And so once that gets involved, then the piriformis muscle gets involved. And that's the one that will get involved with this sciatic nerve. That's the piriformis. A lot of athletes will have this just from being a runner. So if this tightens up, then you have sciatica. So that'll go down the leg. So it's a snowball. It's never just one muscle, because once you walk off balance and your posture is off, the knee pain, I mean, the longest muscle in your body starts at the hip and ends right below the knee. So you have the inside with the sartorius muscle, the outside with the IT band, and then there's another muscle in the back. So these are all origins in the hip that attach below the knee. Once again, if your hips are out of balance, it could be knee pain, heel pain. The sciatic nerve ends in the heel. So they're all symptoms of a muscle imbalance, basically. Yeah. We're creatures of balance. If you're out of balance, there's going to be a name for it.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I saw figures quite recently, although I forget the number exactly, but the percentage of Americans that have back problems is something in the range of 40 or 50%. Do you know the figure? But it's very high.
It's higher than that now, actually. Yeah. It's up to like about 80% of the population at one time or another will have some back issues. And once you have it, and I've had some issues now, I've never been to anybody. So I grew up with this, and it's not that I've never had problems. This is just, I use it for prevention. I mean, I'm around a lot of people with back problems. You have to practice what you preach. I mean, I'm not going to be having back problems while I'm trying to help someone else. I live this. I had really bad sciatica one time. I kind of let myself get it just to see what it felt like, and I'll never do that again. But it took me like about 5 or 6 sessions, and it just works itself out. But I know how to relax with it and how to use it. And we've also now started incorporating the still point inducer from the Uplighter Institute. They do craniosacral work. So this goes by behind the occiput, and it kind of creates a calming effect. It kind of stops the movement in the spinal column to bring things to literally a still point. And PTSD, people with whiplash, TMJ disorders. So over the years, and this has been a very slow process, we've really created a great self-care system, or a system working with some of the therapists. And I teach classes, so the therapists that take my class, they really have a great knowledge. And we do the routines over and over. And like you said, everybody kind of finds their own favorite routines. It just depends on what's going on, the age. I had a call today from a young girl that had a skiing accident, and the therapist recommended to the parents that she get one. So I'll be talking to them. I do a lot of phone consultation if anybody has any questions. So it's I just always think there's help. I'll just never say you can't be helped. It's just not me.
Are you saying your website actually has a phone number? That's yes. Amazing. That's just
and an 800
being a little sarcastic. Number. So many people don't have phone numbers on their websites.
Well, I answer the phone and they go like, "Oh, you're a person?" I go like, "Yeah."
That's we great.
We used to forward the phone to the house whenever we left the office, so I'd be taking orders in the middle of the night. So I did finally quit doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 800-737-9295. That's the phone number, and it's on the sacrowedgie.com website.
That's a great service. So people can call you if they got questions.
Absolutely.
So maybe you want to talk to us about the difference between the female and the male version of the sacral wedgie?
Well, the female sacrum is wider and shorter. The width is the birth canal. So a lot of times women that have not gone through the process, we may have to switch them to the male version. The male sacrum is a little bit more narrow and a little bit longer. So that's the main two sacrum. There's probably a couple of more shapes. I was told by a midwife that there's probably 4, but these are the main two. And like this is the male sacrum. So the sacral wedgie just kind of fits right in there to conform. So you're basically just going to be lying on this and letting gravity allow all of those surrounding muscles to change. And sometimes you can really feel it. Boy, they will fight you. And then they kind of settle down again. There's one therapist that tells all of his patients, don't be surprised if you don't revisit a lot of your pain. So, I mean, you could have people talk about, say, oh, God, I twisted my knee back in high school and I did this. You start kind of remembering where some of these imbalances started. So it's interesting how the body responds to rebalancing again. So it is quite a muscle memory thing as well. And we actually will sit on this in the car and travel with it as well. It's like all the old timey seats, if you'll remember, used to have a little bit of a rise in the center of the seat. Old farm tractor seat, I've seen old secretarial chairs. The old wooden chair had that little hump, that little rise in the middle. And now, of course, my dad's theory is this whole entire industry was created with a bucket seat, because now you're dropping in the middle and the hips are jammed up on the sides. So by just putting this flat in a seat, you kind of fill in the space and let your hips be where they're supposed to be. you sit on the sit bones, and so this supports the center. So I have a lot of people that's the only way they can travel now. If they're not sitting on that, they're out of the car, you want to stretch, you want to move around. I mean, I use it a lot myself. It's so easy to prevent problems. So and I get calls all the time where, oh, I was feeling so good, I loaned it to someone, or I put it away, and damn, I'm starting to feel it again. So I can't find it. I had that call today. So I have torn this house apart, and I'm hurting again. So they order another one. So
when you sit on it in a car, I imagine it's not exactly in the same position as when you're lying down.
Well, it's in the center.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're sitting up on it more or less. So it's kind of just maybe filling in.
Lift it a little bit higher, maybe three. Yeah.
Filling in the space right in the center.
Yeah.
See, there's a space. You sit on the sit bones, and yeah, you see that there's a space in the center, and your body will, I mean, gravity, you will fill in a hole.
Yeah.
So everything starts dropping in that bucket seat. So what this is doing is it's almost like having a third sit bone. It fills in the space and stops that drop from happening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's another good way for prevention. You know, the prevention is the sitting on it. You make the corrections lying on the sacral wedgie and the neck roll. It's very important to get this real, real close to your shoulders, because we're using the weight of the head as it drapes back over the roll. That's the traction for the top of the spine. There's muscles, the erector spinae, the multifidus. They all attach to the sacrum and go all the way up into the neck and the shoulder. So that's why it's so important to have both ends of the spine being held more or less, so that everything can relax. So we're connected. It's just the top of the spine and the bottom of the spine now are being held in a neutral position, and everything kind of has no choice but to start lining up.
Excellent. And I see on your site you have a few other products as well that could be helpful. Some products for massage therapists to cover the table. That's so I suppose it doesn't sink into.
Well, that too. And whenever I'm working these shows, and like if a therapist is working a sports event, this cover is really. Oops.
Sorry, nice. I'm sharing the screen there.
Oh, okay.
Sharing your website.
The Theracane. I love the Theracane. That's to work your own trigger points. You can just kind of drape it over your shoulder and work those. Trigger points. It's created by a massage therapist for, once again, for self-care, you know, because they'll hit trigger points and get everything nice and balanced. And if you have these tools to use, you're going to keep your body balanced in between visits. A lot of the therapists will actually retail it to their clients and go like, I'm going to see you once a month. But in between these visits, lay on this, relax on this, and keep your body balanced. Don't allow things to get out of balance again, and then you're having to start all over again. So it's a retraining process. And sometimes the isometrics are necessary. We have very muscle-specific isometrics. Like if that psoas is too strong on one side, then you want to strengthen the weaker side. Sometimes if you do exercises on both sides, you're just making a stronger muscle even stronger. So it's very important that you strengthen the weaker side of the muscle. And all of this is in the instructions as well.
And the handheld index knobber, is that similar to the Theracane or?
It's very small. You can hold it in your hand. If you want to hit, like there's a great trigger point, it hurts like the devil, but back up in the hip, it's easier to travel with. So, of course, you can't get the trigger points in the back like you can with the Theracane, but you can hit that hip. You can hit some of the points in the front. There's a lot of different handheld devices like that, but I only sell what I use. And for me, this is the easiest one to hold. And it's wood. It's another company that's been around a long, long time. I like the feel of the wood. It's real easy to hold in my hand, and then you can work some of those trigger points a little bit. Sometimes when you find a hot spot, you want to just hold it for about seven to 10 seconds, and that tenses, it's kind of acupressure.
Sure.
It sends a reverse signal up into the origin of the muscle to help it turn loose a little bit.
And what was I going to say here? Does it come with a guide to sort of show you where the trigger points are? Or
There is a little chart that we put in the package with the knobber, but I also mentioned that in the booklet as well. After you go through the routines and you're on your side kind of right before you get up, that's a perfect time to take that knobber and hit that trigger point right in the middle of the hip. That's right where that sciatic nerve is trying to exit that piriformis muscle. So the point is right there. So you just hold it and it helps turn that loose a little bit. Just more self-care.
Sure. And the still point inducer, that's what you showed us before, right?
Yes. And that is by the Upledger Institute. I've been working with him for quite a while. You actually leave the neck roll in place and put the still point right up next to it. And that creates an internal calmness and kind of helps reboot and restructure the flow in the spinal column. Dr. Upledger created this originally, but they use their hands and they'll they'll hold again that 20-minute mark comes up until they can feel. You can literally feel it's like some pulsing. It's the wildest feeling. It's the point where your body produces this calmness. So Dr. Upledger created the still point inducer to mimic his hands at the occiput and the occipital ridge, like my dad developed, because they do craniosacral work. So that's why it works so well together. So you have the sacrum is being held, and what they do in class is they actually use their hand, just like my dad did, because Dr. Upledger was an osteopath as well. Okay. So this whole thing just so ties in together. It's pretty amazing.
The Upledger Institute is a very familiar name to me. He's known for aside from being an osteopath, what else are they known for?
Well, they created the craniosacral therapy.
Right, that's must be.
We lost Dr. Upledger probably about 6-7 years ago, but the company and all of his teachers, I kind of know all of them now, and we travel together. I'll actually be up in New York at the New York chapter massage therapy conference. I'll be in their booth and I do the demonstrations showing how we combine the system of the sacrowedgie with the still point inducer.
I can use them both at the same time?
Yes. Now I incorporate the still point at the very end of a session, because the longest part of the session, the 20 minutes, you want to have your head draping back over that roll. You know, so many people are losing the curve in their neck. It's called a military neck. They get a real straight neck and the muscles are just so tight. So you need that time of just draping over that roll so that you really get that good curve back in the neck. And then at the last 5 or 10 minutes at the most, then I incorporate the still point and just leave the room. They're just in a quiet, meditative, being held. It's kind of like a rebooting your body. So there's no movement or anything then. With the sacrowedgie session, I'm doing a lot of movement. I'm doing the knees are rocking. They're doing pelvic tilts. There's some movement routines. We get very muscle specific. And then at the end, you just slip that still point under and let it happen.
Do you leave the sacrowedgie in place when you use the?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So you have your own craniosacral therapy, basically.
Yeah. And what's a sacral stabilizer, a hip belt?
My dad and I developed a belt. He was actually looking for one for himself many, many years ago. And he would buy the ones that are on the market. And since I grew up sewing, I was remaking those. And finally, we just ended up developing our own. And it's a 4-inch wide webbing. It Velcros in the front. And then there's a little pad in the back that pushes into the sacrum, and then it wraps around and Velcros in the front. So I make those one at a time to fit the individual. I'm still sewing them. It's not that I don't want to sew them, but a lot of times I'll talk people out of buying that because they may not need it and you're just buying something. I would rather you spend some time on the sacrowedgie, get your body back in balance. Sometimes that's really all you need. people that have a sacroiliac spread sometimes, if they have trouble leaning over and standing up. There are certain instances where this really does help, but most of the time people do well just correcting the problem.
And it's meant to keep your muscles in place around the hips, or what
yes.
is it?
Uh-huh. Yes, well, right. you want to get balanced, and then you hold the balance.
Okay.
What my dad used to tell all the football players, is after he would do, hold the sacrum and everything would get balanced, he would have them put on some real tight, like spandex, biker pants or something like that, and that holds everything, or a girdle. But that's holding everything in place until you really heal balanced. You want to get it in place and hold it in place.
And the heat-resistant travel pouch, what does that do?
Well, that's for people that travel a lot, and if you want to leave it in the car. I had someone from, I think they were in Florida, call, and because you get used to that being in the car and you travel with it. So he called me and said that his sacrowedgie had scoliosis.
Okay. So does this sort of act a bit like a sacrowedgie when you're in the car?
The sacrowedgie is in the pouch.
Oh, it's for traveling. Okay.
It's just for traveling and to keep it, like if you're in a real hot area and you don't want to take it in or out, it's not something that's really necessary. A lot of people like it. You put the elevation pad, but I make those once again. So it's just out of the fabric that you actually make a potholder out of. So it really protects it from the heat, and that's something else that's, not everybody needs or wants that. But if you're in the South or you're in a real hot area, you don't want to take it in and out of the car, then that works for that.
Yeah, especially if it's in the sun in a closed car on a hot day, temperature can get right up there in the car.
Yep, and it was liquid at one time. It's an injection mold product. So we had to make it, it's fairly firm, but yet flexible at the same time. Now this does real well. You can keep it in the freezer. It's excellent for cold therapy. You never really want to put heat to the sacrum. There's already enough heat inflammation going on. So use this, just leave it in the freezer and use it, especially for athletes. It makes a great cool down after you go for a run or a workout. That's a perfect time to use it. So it works well and holds the cold for quite a while too.
And I think it's worth mentioning that it's really not expensive. It's only $33.95 US for a sacrowedgie. Yeah. So it's not a big investment. Mm-hmm. You only have to buy one bottle of supplements and you've busted the budget.
Pretty much.
Compared to this. So it's a very cheap solution, I have to say. What any future plans you have for development of other products or supplements or other things that you...
No, I just want to get the word out a little bit more. We're working this with this group with the military devoted to a soldier. So we really want to help these guys a lot more and get off some of the opioids and make some of the corrections and teach them that they really can help themselves at home as well. So it's we're doing a lot with the vets now too.
So this is Dick Liberty, which has the program All Things American.
Yep.
This is a web podcast or TV? Or
I have done podcasts with him, and then he actually holds events where he has therapists come in, he has speakers come in. They talk about, PTSD and what they can do. And so many of them now are really the opioids, the pain pills. And we have to kind of ease them off of all of that. So he helps a lot of them with that. I've got several friends now that, I've met a lot of people that I now call friends through this. And it was a slow process. And they tell me it's a slow process. But if you stick with it, relax on this, do the sacrowedgie, the still points, I guess you just slowly don't feel the need for these outside pills and things. So it's just a way to help correct and control what's going on, but it's just the fact that you can do something at home by yourself. Sometimes just leaving the house is a major deal for some people. So sure. We teach them a lot of self-care.
Well, when you help people get rid of their pain, they become your friends pretty quickly.
I love it.
Anything else you wish to share with our audience about the Sakuragi or anything related?
Well, the symptoms that this has worked on over the years, we've learned more about it from other people that are using it that will call me. We've even had some women that were able to conceive that had been trying to have a family and couldn't. They had an imbalance in the what they call a pelvic floor dysfunction. We've had people with elimination issues start, your body starts kind of, they resolve themselves as your body comes back to center again. So we get calls all the time. And one lady, a sinus infection, it's just when the body's out of balance, there's no telling what symptom is going to be created. So it's just always fun to hear from people. I enjoy traveling. I'll be up in, after the New York, I'm in Texas. And do the World Massage Festival. That's something all therapists should come to. It's going to be up in Indiana this year. It's been around for 15 years, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger, and it's therapists from all over, and they have teachers and vendors, and Mike and Cindy Hinkle do the World Massage Festival, and it's really, really a lot of fun. It's for the therapist.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter what group you belong to. We started out with 35 people, and now it's like maybe 1,500 therapists.
Sure.
It's really grown.
I'm just going to read out the shows that you'll be attending. April 2nd to 4th, it's in Grapevine, Texas, for those in Texas listening. Grapevine Convention Center, I imagine. And it's the AMTATX chapter convention. And the public is invited to attend, right?
Yes, they can come in. Oh, and there's one that's not on there. My son does the website. Okay. It's May, the 1st of May, the New York chapter. Okay. Massage therapy convention. I guess he hadn't put that on there yet. That's the one I'll be actually in the Upledger booth working with them. But that's in Saratoga Springs, New York.
That's not too far from me, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Montreal. I'm in Montreal, so it's about a 3-hour drive there.
Closer than Mobile, Alabama.
That's right. And then you have one June 24th to 28th in Orlando, Florida, Rosen Plaza, I believe.
Yes, it's at the Rosen Plaza. I've done that show probably about 25 years. That's the Florida State Massage Therapy Association.
Right.
It's another real good show, too.
And July 12th to 16th in Michigan City, Indiana, Blue Chip Casino.
Yep.
World Massage Festival. So that's great. So if there's any other dates that come up, you'll put them on your site there on the tour page. Okay. And if there's
any events that people know about that looks like it would be a good fit for me, I mean, the physical therapy conferences, it can just be a little local fair with health products and demonstrations and stuff. So, or anybody can come to Mobile, Alabama. I've actually had some people come down and stay a few days and go to New Orleans. That's just a couple hours away. So you're more than welcome to come.
I'd love to visit that part of America. Any last words of wisdom for our guests?
Well, we're creatures of balance, and you have to stay in balance. And that's just what it's. I can't help you with some of the other balances, but you know, our chemical, our emotional, our physical, they all tie in together.
So, yeah, in my understanding, sometimes many problems originate with tension in the muscles, which then constrict other muscles, which then affect the joints, affect circulation, affect maybe nerves being pinched.
Absolutely.
And then those affect the organs that are connected to it. So you can see how just from learning to have your whole cranial sacral balance achieved, that you're going to help a lot of other things as well. And I think incidentally there are probably trigger points and pressure points and meridians that are also affected when this balance comes back, which again can have all kinds of other beneficial effects for the health of the body.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have tons and tons of testimonials. And, you know, this is not for everyone, because if you're not willing to commit, you have to commit to this.
What
and
would you
know
say,
you're going to use it, you know?
What would you say is the sort of minimum to sort of, well, maximum, there's probably no maximum, but minimum amount of time that people start to notice some benefits? And then
that just varies so much. And that's a question everybody asks. I've had people, one man had 20 years of severe pain, a hip replacement for sciatica, pills, drugs, shots, you name it. And he laid on this once and everything just went right back into place and the pain was gone. He was furious. He waited about 3 months to call me just because he couldn't believe it. And that's unusual. I almost hesitated to even do his testimonial. Most people, depends on the muscle imbalance, how long, if the muscle memory is involved. Usually in a few weeks, you can really start to see some nice results. If you, you know, you for a while, you want to use it every day. And then as things start changing, then you can get into maintenance and use it a couple times a week. But everybody's different. It's really no set. Some people take months to rearrange. We got to get into the isometrics. I had a girl here in Mobile. She was heading for her second surgery and started working with her maybe three times a week. It took a while for her to even be able to relax. She had been in so much pain for so long. And once she started feeling things change a little bit, she canceled that second surgery. And she's doing great. She's she had another baby, a wonderful pregnancy. She's pain-free, but this is very much a part of her routine. She will not go a day without spending some time on it.
Well, I would imagine also people's lack of magnesium and other electrolytes will affect also the relaxation of the muscles. So you do sell electrolytes, I noticed, on your site. But
we have one that we like. It's from Bill Gookin. He's he used to be a marathon runner and a biochemist. So he first developed this electrolyte for himself personally, because it just gets into your system real fast. My dad drinks a couple of glasses a day. Like I said, he's 95, but it's just pure, it's good quality. And that's just the one that we know and the one that we use personally. Like I said, I don't sell anything that I don't use personally.
Okay. And that's mainly potassium, or is it also?
It's got all the electrolytes are in there.
All the electrolytes, right.
And it's designed to get into your system really fast. If you're out working in the heat, drink a couple of glasses of that. You don't have the muscle cramps at night. Just good quality stuff. Just really is.
So I think that's probably, especially somebody who's using it for a while, not getting any results, and make sure that they have enough electrolytes and magnesium.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's part of the other balance system. You know, this helps with the muscle balance, but you know, if you're not drinking water, I mean, I've had so many people say, I don't like the way water tastes. Mm-hmm. It has no taste.
Sure. Exactly. Well, add a little bit of lemon to it, a little fresh lemon.
I know. That's all. But and one person actually said, well, the ice that melts in my coat, does that count?
Well, if you absorb it through your skin. But, I think water hydration is important, drinking good quality water, making sure you got your electrolytes. Breathing, I would imagine that's some nice deep breathing when you're doing this must also be helpful. So a lot of things that most people know. Often we don't do them, but we do. They're not a big secret.
Well, a lot of people have told me that this gives them a reason to relax and to meditate, because they're doing something while they're doing nothing. Yeah. You know, a lot of people feel guilty about stopping or but they'll get in the car and drive across town when you could do 20 minutes at home by yourself. So it is a learned process to get into these routines, but once you do, then it becomes habit. And one lady remembered the one day she missed, you know, it was like, it was last year I was doing I missed one day on the sacro wedgie. Oh my gosh. So it's just part of her routine. Yeah. You know, it's part of your balance.
So unless there's anything else you want to share, I'm going to make sure people know your website. So it's sacrowedgie.com. So that's sacrowedgy.com. phone number. We got an 800 number for those calling from the U.S.
1-800-733-7375.
And is that free phone from Canada as well, or just the U.S.? Canada as well. Okay, so I'll repeat that. 1-800-737-9295. And anybody calling from outside the U.S. or Canada, it would be 1-251-653-9258. Do you wish to give out an email address?
Sacrowedgie@AOL.com is okay. Fine.
Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, Cindy. I'm sure you've given a very interesting and inexpensive solution for many people with back and other problems. And I think anybody who's serious about getting rid of back problems should consider this, especially the fact that it's so inexpensive. You really got nothing to lose. So
call me. I will answer the phone.
Yes, and call her. She does answer the phone. And if you have any questions to see if it's appropriate for you or as a user or a therapist, then you're more than welcome to do so. Thanks again. And we wish you all the best. And thank you for coming up with this wonderful invention.
Thank you. I'll tell my dad.
Okay. Thanks. All the best. Take care. Right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay.
And now to conclude the show, we would like to thank our show technician, the awesome Donald Newsom. That was a bit of a pun there, right? Awesome Newsom. And our show sponsor, Community Marketing Communications, wellness marketing experts in all fields related to alternative medicine and personal growth, self-development. They design websites and marketing plans and many other things. Visit them at communitymarketing.com. If you'd like to sponsor or advertise on the show, you can contact us at the following coordinates, at raymond@bbsradio.com, or you can call me on 514-798-2737. You can Skype me at, my username is Raymond Morris. That's all in one word. And may the grace and the blessings of the divine creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you and your loved ones. Your host, Raymond Morris. See you next week, same time, same channel. All the best.